Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today's sunny skies, lower to mid-40s, winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, mid-20s, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, becoming mostly cloudy, upper 40s, winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 15. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies in the mid-20s. As into Saturday, we'll have sunny skies, we'll see highs in the upper 40s, and Saturday night, mostly clear. Right now, it's 19.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, Good Thursday. A Kansas legislative special committee has approved two early steps toward advancing a medical marijuana bill in the state. The Committee on Federal and State Affairs yesterday recommended that Kansas lawmakers consider allowing residents from other states where medical marijuana is legal to use the product in Kansas if they have permission from their home state. The committee also suggested that Kansas study Ohio's approach to medical marijuana use. Ohio limits patients to a 90-day supply and prohibits smoking medical marijuana. Edibles, patches, and oils are allowed. The Kansas Department of Correction says an inmate with convictions in Wyandotte County has died at the Lansing Correctional Facility. Prison officials say 48-year-old Raymond Davis died Monday. The cause of death has not been determined. He was serving over 50 years in prison for multiple convictions in Wyandotte County. I'm Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Did you know that being a safe driver could save you money? Sign up for the new 4-hour AARP Smart Driver Classroom course offered here in Kansas. You'll learn safe driving strategies, and you could also save money on your auto insurance. Become a safer, more confident driver by signing up for a course today. Learn more at aarp.org/drive. That's aarp.org/drive.
Restrictions may apply. Contact your agent for savings details.
For the best certified seed breed service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
A Democratic senator from New Jersey questioning whether Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's trips to Kansas violate federal election laws. Senator Robert Menendez sent a letter this week to the independent U.S. Office of Special Counsel seeking a review of Pompeo's 4 trips to Kansas this year. The Pompeos came to Kansas last week for events on workforce development with senior presidential advisor Ivanka Trump. Fellow Republicans have speculated for months that Pompeo might run for the Senate seat being vacated by Pat Roberts. Pompeo said in a Fox News interview on Monday that he'll remain Secretary of State as long as President Donald Trump wants him. The Kansas Department of Correction says an inmate with convictions in Wyandotte County has died at the Lansing Correctional Facility. Prison officials say 48-year-old Raymond Davis died on Monday. The cause of Davis's death has not been determined. I'm Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Thursday. The Nebraska State Patrol says troopers have seized 91 pounds of marijuana found in a sport utility vehicle during a traffic stop on I-80 near the western Nebraska town of Maxwell. The patrol says the stop happened Tuesday night when the SUV was pulled over on suspicion of having an obscured license plate. During the stop, a police dog indicated the presence of drugs in the vehicle. The 36-year-old driver and 61-year-old passenger, both from Kansas City, Missouri, were arrested, as was a 34-year-old passenger from Mexico. All three were arrested on suspicion of various drug violations. And hunters from around the country returned to rural Nebraska last weekend for the pheasant and quail season opener. It's reported that based on field reports, hunter success for pheasants on the opener was the highest in the Nebraska Panhandle. Rick Everett, Mid-America Network News. With the old saying that variety is the spice of life, when it comes to renting aircraft in South Central Kansas, Augusta Flight Center is one spicy place. Augusta Flight Center has a 12-aircraft fleet, including five Cessna 172s, a Cessna 182 High Performance with Garmin 530W, a complex Beach Sierra, and the only light sport and tailwheel aircraft in the area. A large and well-maintained fleet at great hourly rates. Augusta Flight Center, Augusta, Kansas.
If your carpet is old, dingy, dirty, and worn out, visit Dezeen Enterprises in Washington. It's the perfect time to update your flooring with the warmth and comfort that carpet adds, because Shawmark Anything Goes and select Mohawk carpets are on sale now. Shawmark is stylish, resilient, and backed by the industry's best warranty and has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Mohawk carpets feature the latest technology for superior stain and wear resistance. Dezeen Enterprises can help you choose the best carpet for your needs and save you money while doing it. Hurry in before the sale ends.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Pottawatomie County Commissioners Monday indicated they were not in favor of continuing support for maintenance and or upgrades to the historic courthouse. A 2017 study by BG Consultants said that demolishing the structure and constructing new facilities would cost less than efforts to utilize the existing building. In response to a citizen question, two of the three commissioners said they did not support spending additional tax dollars on the structure. A grassroots citizen group has fought hard in hopes of saving the native limestone building in Westmoreland. Commissioners are considering options to add additional space to adjacent buildings that were built to house some county offices several years ago. Noting a decline in membership, Riley County Fire District No. 1 Monday went before Riley County Commission advising they may not have adequate volunteer staffing to keep the Peach Grove Fire Station open. The station is close to the center of Riley County, just 2 miles off the Marshall County line, and provides first response for fires in about a 25-square-mile area. If closed, residents in that area would not only lose basic fire protection, but could see a sharp increase in insurance rates. Next closest stations are at Sweet Creek and in Mayday. The board agreed to leave the station open until January 1st to seek additional volunteers and will reevaluate the membership and decide whether or not to permanently close the fire station. Applicants need to be at least 18 with a current driver's license, pass a background check, and drug test. Applications are available through the fire chief, Pat Collins. A search warrant in Oneida Friday at 8608 Madison Street resulted in the arrest of Dylan Barrett, age 29, of Oneida, and Felina Ibera, age 28, of Sabetha, on drug and paraphernalia possession charges. A stream advisory for Mill Creek near Moroville and the Little Blue River near Hanover in Washington County that's been in effect since early June has been rescinded by the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. No details as to what caused the increased level of pathogens has been released pending further investigation. A boil water advisory has been issued for patrons of the Wymore Rural Water District, serving over 200 customers in Gage County between Beatrice and Wymore. E. coli was detected in a water sample. Residents should boil water vigorously for at least a minute for drinking or cooking purposes, or use an alternate source temporarily. Halloween safety is encouraged as youngsters go trick-or-treating tonight. Celia Self with the Marysville Police Department was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend and offered these safety suggestions.
I think some of the biggest things to remember is make sure that when your kids are out trick-or-treating, have them carry glow sticks or flashlights. You can also use reflective tape or stickers on costumes and bags, and wearing light colors when they can to help the kids be seen by the drivers. Slow down when you're driving. Be alert. Kids are going to be excited on Halloween, and they may dart into the street. Turn your headlights on earlier on in the day so you can spot kids from farther away. Remind your kids to cross at the street, either at the corners or on crosswalks. And when selecting a costume, make sure it's the right size to prevent trips and falls. And when you can, choose face paint over masks when possible, because masks can limit the children's vision. So I'd say anything under 12, go out, have fun with them, make sure you're there to monitor them while they're trick-or-treating, make sure they're staying safe. If your kids are older and they want to go out trick-or-treating, larger groups are definitely more safe.
Erna A. Zink, age 95, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial Saturday at 3:30 at the Fairview Cemetery, Phillipsburg, Kansas. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Erna Zink. Vida Mae Shell, age 96, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in a church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 4 at Kinsley Mortuary. Family will receive friends Friday, 6 until 7:30 at the church, with a rosary at 7:30. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Vida Mae Shell. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, vegetable soup, chicken salad sandwich, relishes, cranberry, and citrus salad. Tomorrow, a hamburger, potato wedges, broccoli and cauliflower salad, and pineapple. KNDY News, time is 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery. Why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
Bring your appetite to the CJ Express stores in Marysville. Beer Rocks return for lunch in October, Monday through Friday. The West location still has the spicy Bulldog Pizza to warm you up. Make dinner easy with Hunt Brothers Pizza Specials. Monday Madness gets you a dollar off pizzas, and you can beat the clock on Thursday. Then get chicken and pizza with the Chiefs Game Day Special. Feed your autumn appetite with CJ Express.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Well, the forecast for this Halloween day, this low pressure system that brought some rain and snow showers across the central and east central parts of the Midwest is now off to our east, and we have a high pressure system that will move overhead, bringing us dry weather for today. Continuing into tonight, it looks like we'll see dry weather over the next several days as well. We do have a quick low pressure system and a cold front that will move across the central and upper parts of the Midwest for tomorrow. In our area, just bringing us some cloudy skies. Some areas could see a little bit of some isolated chances of rain and snow flurries. Otherwise, dry weather as we head into the weekend, and we'll continue to see cool temperatures warming back up into the 50s as we head into the early parts of next week. So looking at the forecast for this Halloween, sunny skies around 43. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, mid-20s. For tomorrow, becoming cloudy, highs in the upper 40s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy in the mid-20s, and Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late October, 63. Record high on this date, 90 in 1950. The average low, 40, and the record low of 18 degrees set in 1925. Sunset this evening, 6:23. Sunrise in the morning at 7:50. Clear skies and a chilly 21 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are light, favoring the west. Already our second snowfall of the season yesterday, and it's not quite the end of October. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Halloween Thursday, the 31st of October. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Are you hungry and a little old burger just won't do?
Lay off me, I'm starving.
Are you hungry and don't have a lot of time to wait? Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville has you covered. Get in and get out and get a great meal with all the fixings. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Pandemonium in our nation's capital as the Nationals beat the Astros 6-2 in Game 7 of the World Series. Their first championship in franchise history.
The kick in, here it comes.
Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! And a World Series Game 7 winning Curly W is in the books!
On WJFK, Howie Kendrick's two-run shot on the seventh gave them the lead for good. A couple of firsts, the road team won every game in the series, and the Nats became the first to eliminate two 105-win teams in the same postseason. World Series MVP Steven Strasburg became the first pitcher to go 5-0 in the postseason.
D.C.'s like home now, and you know, to bring a championship back to there is just an unbelievable feeling.
He's also the first number one overall pick to win the award. NBA, the Golden State Warriors start to the season just got a bit rougher after All-Star guard Curry broke his left hand in the third quarter of the Warriors' 121-110 loss to the Suns.
Been a tough start for us on many levels, so we're just trying to find our footing. Obviously this puts us in a tough spot, so we'll assess it and we'll go from there.
Head coach Steve Kerr, they fall to 1-3 on the season. In Philadelphia, they were using their hands to throw punches after Joel Embiid and Karl Anthony Towns got into a brawl, with the Sixers leading 75-55 midway through the third quarter.
It's Karl Anthony Towns and Embiid, a scrum under the basket.
On WPEN, both men were ejected, with Embiid exiting to MVP chants. Philadelphia cruised to a 117-95 victory over Minnesota. Around the league, Blazers strike the Thunder 102-99. Jazz tune up the Clippers 110-96. On the ice, Oilers over the Blue Jackets 4-1. Canucks overthrow the Kings 5-3. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Week 9 football pairings feature 8-man teams on Thursday night. One exception has Valley Heights hosting Jeff County North Thursday. Kickoff at 6 to avoid conflict with state volleyball for both teams. Frankfort kicks off at Rock Hills tonight, live on FM 95.5. That's a 6 o'clock start. Hanover hosting Pike Valley. Washington County travels to St. Francis. And Diller O'Dell at Falls City Sacred Heart, all at 6. Southern entertains Tri-County this evening at 7. Friday night, Marysville home to Jeff West at 7. Live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. And Centralia's home to Troy. Our broadcast coverage tonight includes a Coach's Corner Extra with Valley Heights Lady Mustang volleyball coach Susan Steinfurt at around 5:40, ahead of a special Cape Reps pregame show focusing on 8-man football teams here in Week 9, including Frankfort at Rock Hills tonight. Our broadcast feature with coaches' comments from Nick Anderson ahead of a 6 o'clock kickoff, live on KNDY-FM 95.5. And airing on our website at KNDYRadio.com and our mobile app as well.
The holiday season is upon us. Call Landau Lanes to book your corporate or family party today. They'll take care of all the cooking, setup, decorating, and cleanup. All you have to do is show up. There's a full bar available, and everyone will have a great time bowling. Enjoy your holidays and let Landau Lanes do the work for you. Call 562-8971 to book today.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President Trump has said China will commit to buying up to $50 billion in U.S. ag products as part of a Phase 1 trade agreement between the two countries. But Reuters is reporting the amount is becoming a sticking point in the negotiations. That $50 billion is worth more than double the amount of U.S. ag commodities that China purchased during the year before the trade war began. People who've been briefed on the negotiations says that U.S. officials are continuing to push for that amount in talks, while Beijing doesn't want to commit to purchasing that number of products in a certain time frame. China would like its buyers to be able to buy based on market conditions. An official of the Chinese state-owned company says China doesn't want to buy a lot of products that people here don't need or something during a time when it's not in demand. If a lot of U.S. products come to China all at once, the domestic market might not be able to digest them, as they say. As an example, the same official points out that China would not be able to use large amounts of U.S. soybeans because the African swine fever virus has decimated their herds. Representative Zoe Lofgren of California and Dan Newhouse of Washington have introduced comprehensive legislation that attempts to overhaul the nation's agricultural labor programs. The legislation will attempt to thread the needle between agriculture and labor groups that have long butted heads over the issue. The bill, called the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, would provide a way to legal status for undocumented farm workers who've been working at least 2 years on the job and are planning to continue. The bill would also put into place a mandatory E-Verify system nationwide for farmers, something that would give conservatives incentives to support the bill. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Good Thursday morning and happy Halloween. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Briefly, just a recap of yesterday as the corn futures finished $1.35 as corn futures were 1 3/4 to 4.5 cents higher at the Wednesday closing bell. Soybean futures receded 2 1/4 to 3 cents at the Wednesday close. Wednesday wheat was weaker at the Wednesday close as well, and cotton keeps on climbing. Nearby lean hog futures gained 42 cents to $1.45 on this Wednesday. The CME lean hog index was up 61 cents at 63.51. October live cattle futures expire today as they closed 35 cents lower yesterday, while other nearby futures saw triple-digit gains. Feeder cattle futures closed yesterday higher for Wednesday, gaining 37 cents to $1.42 on the gain. Again, those futures expire today. The CME feeder cattle index gained 25 cents to 145.08. Wednesday wholesale box beef prices made gains. The choice select spread was 26.98. Choice boxes finished up 265 at 230.55, with select boxes gaining a 281 on the day at 203.50. Corn down 2 3/4 at 388 even, and similar losses into next year. Kansas City wheat also trending downwards, down 3. Soybean oil at 30.83. Mostly red for cotton this morning. December cotton down 8 points at 65.62. To the energy markets, we see mixed numbers. December crude oil slightly lower, down 11 at 54.95. Slightly higher for November unleaded gas. Lower for November heating oil at 190 and up 2 for December natural gas at 271. The dollar index sharply lower, down 30 points at 97.13. And December gold up $11.30 at 14.08 even. And December silver up 20 cents at 18.07. With your latest market information through the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Sam Speck.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. We are just a moment away from hearing from the World Dairy Expo's Dairy Woman of the Year after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
At the World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin this year, it was announced that the World Dairy Expo's Dairy Woman of the Year was Janine Seemers. She is part of a sixth-generation dairy farm in Newton, Wisconsin. That's between Milwaukee and Green Bay along Lake Michigan. And our friend and colleague, Orion Samuelson, spoke with Janina at the World Dairy Expo.
Let's begin with your family.
I will share that I have been married to Dan, my husband, for 24 years. We have a son, Jordan, who's 23, and Connor, who's 19.
So let's talk about the dairy operation. What you produce on the farm besides milk?
We sell a lot of bulls. We put at least 50 bulls into a stud a year, and we sell embryos across the world.
So how did you get into that specialty?
Genetics has always been a passion of the family, and my husband Dan loves genetics, and I think he shared that passion, maybe obsession, with our son Jordan, and that is really his focus. Jordan works remotely from Ohio to work with the team on genetics on a daily basis. I feel that when it comes to genetics, the more information we have, the better animal that we can help breed for the future, and have a better producing animal will help the carbon footprint. Less animals, less carbon footprint, but producing as much as a greater number.
And we always have to talk about the treatment of animals.
Absolutely.
And livestock. Tell me what you do on your farm to make sure that it's done properly.
Well, we are part of the National Farm Program, so we have to have a set standard for protocols, standard operating procedures, see something, say something. We train all of our employees. We have cameras everywhere to make sure that everybody is being treated wonderfully. I think a great testament is when we had the polar vortex back in March of this year, it was 55 degrees below zero. Every single employee showed up to work because they wanted to make sure that the welfare of the cattle was the first priority, is making sure that they were all okay.
You have trained them well.
We have been blessed.
Well, congratulations on being the Dairy Woman of the Year. A visit with Janina Seemers of Newton, Wisconsin.
Thank you, Big O. Back after this.
Linda's Insurance Agency in Marysville offers farm mapping services through RCIS. Clear and concise maps give you visual information to help you report acreage and production on your crops. And if disaster strikes, having your acres mapped may help speed up the claims process. It's all designed to help you manage your operation more efficiently. Call Linda Schmitz in Marysville today about mapping services through RCIS. Linda's Insurance Agency is an equal opportunity provider. Coverage underwritten by Rural Community Insurance Company, Anoka, Minnesota.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Another round of snow, accumulating snow, not a lot, but at least accumulating snow, our second snowfall of the season yesterday, might make for some slick spots this morning. Be advised, 21 degrees, well below freezing. Winds are light, favoring the west. We'll look for highs warming into the middle 40s today, likely melting a bit of this snow away already.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Seniors McCole Mawine and Xavier Sneed combined for 26 points and 18 rebounds as Kansas State overcame a three-point barrage by Washburn 66-56 in the team's final exhibition game last night before over 7,000 fans at Bramblage Coliseum. With the win, K-State extends its winning streak in exhibition play at Bramblage to 26 games, which dates to the second exhibition game of the 2003-2004 season in November of 03. The Kansas City Chiefs remain hopeful that injured quarterback Patrick Mahomes will be available when they play Minnesota on Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium. Mahomes, who dislocated his right kneecap 2 weeks ago in Denver, practiced on a limited basis last week before he was declared out on Friday. I'm Rick Everett with Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Colder weather flying, it can be great with better aircraft performance and smoother skies. Augusta Flight Center has one of the largest rental aircraft fleets in the state at Augusta Municipal Airport. Definitely the largest in South Central Kansas. All of Augusta Flight Center's rental aircraft have unparalleled on-site maintenance with JD Aviation. And if you've thought about learning to fly, why not find out if it's for you with a discovery flight at Augusta Flight Center. Augusta Flight Center. Learn more at iFlyAugusta.com.
As this year's harvest makes it to the bin, if harvest trouble due to equipment failure hampers you, MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge is just a phone call away. Experienced professionals who can handle all of your truck and trailer needs. In fact, if it's a diesel engine troubling you, MJ's Truck Repair ASC certified technicians will have the knowledge and have the skills to handle all types of not only diesel, but truck and trailer repairs too. It's MJ's Truck Repair, exit 46 off of I-135 in Mound Ridge.
The Big 12 Conference has issued public reprimands for Texas Christian University for the handling of the conclusion of home football contests this past Saturday. Additionally, both K-State and TCU have been levied $25,000 fines. Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby says our institutions have a duty to provide a safe game environment. Although the Big 12 does not currently have a policy prohibiting spectators from entering playing areas for the post-game celebrations, it is of the utmost importance that home game management provides adequate security measures for our student athletes, coaches, game officials, and spectators. And for the conclusion of the World Series last night, the Washington Nationals won the World Series after their four wins over the Houston Astros. That's going to do it for your Thursday sports on the Mid-America Network. I'm Rick Everett.
Week 9 football pairings feature 8-man teams on Thursday night. One exception has Valley Heights hosting Jeff County North Thursday. Kickoff at 6 to avoid conflict with state volleyball for both teams. Frankfort kicks off at Rock Hills tonight, live on FM 95.5. That's a 6 o'clock start. Hanover hosting Pike Valley. Washington County travels to St. Francis and Diller O'Dell at Falls City Sacred Heart, all at 6. Southern entertains Tri-County this evening at 7. Friday night, Marysville home to Jeff West at 7, live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1, and Centralia's home to Troy. Our broadcast coverage tonight includes a Coach's Corner Extra with Valley Heights Lady Mustang volleyball coach Susan Steinfurt at around 5:40, ahead of a special Cape Reps pregame show focusing on eight-man football teams here in Week 9, including Frankfurt at Rock Hills tonight. Our broadcast feature with coaches' comments from Nick Anderson ahead of a 6 o'clock kickoff, live on KNDY-FM 95.5. And airing on our website at KNDYRadio.com and our mobile app as well.
If you haven't noticed, Halloween has become a monster of a retail event. We will look at the trends on this All Hallows Eve on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, October 31st, the 304th day of the year. Apollo astronaut Michael Collins celebrates a birthday, and the Walmart Corporation was established on this day 50 years ago. Halloween is rapidly moving up the list of most commercialized holidays. About $9 billion will be spent this year on decorations, candy, and costumes, according to the National Retail Federation. The most interesting trend in their survey, though, are the newest Halloween celebrants, our pets. Over 30 million of us will dress our pet in a costume this year. And although humans may find it adorable, the ASP